Thomas Pringle.
Good morning, Gaelic, and thanks for the opportunity to speak in this debate, and I fully support this motion and commend Sinn Féin for putting it forward as well. This motion calls on the government to legislate for mandatory safe living levels in hospitals as well. The current waiting lists for Sligo and Letterkenny hospitals are completely unacceptable, and many of my constituents have reported long waiting times and understaffing in both hospitals. These hospitals are buckling under the strain following years of neglect and lack of investment in the North West. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association recently warned that the growing shortage of essential acute hospital beds and consultants in the West and North West region is resulting in waiting lists for treatment that is impacting on patient outcomes. What a surprise. And the government's inaction of this is an absolute disgrace, and unfortunately, that's not a surprise either. I was disappointed to learn about the recent resignations of consultant endocrinologists for adult diabetes services in Letterkenny University Hospital. One of these resignations came from a new consultant endocrinologist who only began working in the hospital a few weeks ago. What does this say about what it's like to be a consultant in Letterkenny? There are obviously deeper underlying issues to be dealt with here, and I would urge the Minister to seek these out and address them as soon as possible. And maybe the Minister for Justice could do it rather than the Minister for Health, it seems to be you're here. And another consultant who has recently resigned has worked at the hospital for many years, and so his absence will create a significant hole in the adult diabetes services provision. This is incredibly concerning, and it raises questions about the level of care now available for adults with diabetes in Donegal. It also raises questions for the many people's appointments over the next few weeks, and how will they actually be facilitated? We are now facing disruptions in the delivery of and access to care for people with diabetes in Donegal and the negative consequences that will inevitably come as a result. The current waiting time for diabetes appointments in Letterkenny is at least 2 years, despite clinical guidelines that adults with diabetes should have an appointment every 6 months. I have been told that the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland has informed the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, of their concerns on the provision of care in Letterkenny Hospital, but he has never followed up on it. Well, that's hardly surprising because he doesn't respond to me either when I raise any issues with him too. So maybe the Minister for Justice could take that up with him too and see could we get responses. I have also been raising my concerns about diabetes services in the North West with the Minister for over a year. The lack of investment is completely unacceptable. Sligo University Hospital has been seeking funding to provide insulin pump services in their hospital for the last 2 years. However, due to a lack of funding, they are still unable to hire a specialist nurse to provide the services. This is yet another example of the North West being left behind. People with diabetes shouldn't be at a disadvantage just because they live in the North West. Services here are scarce enough as it is, and we cannot afford to lose any more endocrinologists. I am urging the Minister to please engage with this issue to ensure a short-term and a long-term solution for the people of Donegal. I would also like to call on the Minister to ensure further investment for diabetes services. It's not good enough to hire more endocrinologists and think that's the problem sorted. There is no point in hiring new endocrinologists for them to leave within a few weeks, and the issues obviously are deeper than recruitment, so they need to be sorted out. We also need to address issues with our ambulance services, and there's the list of what we need to address could go on, as has been outlined by other members as well here during this debate. Ambulance services, primary care services, and they all impact on hospital services, because if patients can't get to see a GP, if they can't get med services outside the hospital, they end up going to accident A&E to be actually attempted to be dealt with there, and this all leads to the burden. So the whole thing has to be dealt with. But unfortunately, I think that what the government is actually dealing with is preparing the privatisation of the services. But it's interesting, while Letterkenny Hospital is losing consultants left, right and centre, there's more private hospitals opening up in Letterkenny to facilitate CAT scans and everything else that's required there. So what is actually the programme here? Is the programme privatisation by stealth? Because that certainly seems to be what's happening across the board. Thanks.
Thank you, Deputy. Minister James Brown.
Thank you,